The base bid, $4,274,000.
Flanked by other local officials and several contractors, Petersburg Community Development Director Leo Luzak went through the details of the five bids Tuesday afternoon. The apparent low bidder was McGraw Custom Construction of Sitka at $4,159,000. That's $172,000 below the next lowest bid, which was from Dawson Construction of Ketchikan. The highest bid was just under $5.3 million from S&S General Contractors of Sitka. All of them are well below the $6 million cost estimate for the building. Tom Reinarts is the city's project coordinator.
And obviously, we're very pleased and happy to get competitive bids like that. I think the other thing that the bid grouping shows is that the quality of the documents that we put out to bid are interpreted the same way by all of the contractors, which is a very positive sign for the quality of the work that the architect did and his team.
Reinarts anticipates groundbreaking by late September, and the contractors will have a year to complete the project. The construction bid does not include outfitting the building with all the furnishings and specialized equipment a firehouse needs. That's estimated to cost another $500,000, according to Reinarts. He says they are also budgeting another $500,000 for contingencies.
There's always unknowns. There's always things that come up during construction, and it is a good feeling to be able to have a contingency available to ensure that we can complete this project on time and up to everybody's expectations.
Even with the outfitting and contingency fund, the city has no shortage of money for the project. Governor Sean Parnell approved a legislative appropriation of $6.7 million for the fire hall this year. That leaves more than $1 million to spare in available funds. So far, the city finished phase one of the project, the site work, under budget last fall with $700,000 in state grant funds. That left another $500,000 from that grant to pay for design completion. Recently, the city awarded a larger-than-expected bid for a major renovation at the Medical Center Clinic, so Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon was a bit worried going into Tuesday's bid opening for the fire hall. She was very pleasantly surprised.
Actually, I'm very excited that it came in so low. After the hospital bid project came in high, we were a little bit concerned that ours were going to come in high. It just means progress. And I'm sure all the volunteer members are going to be excited, and it will be a benefit to the community.
2011 is the 100th year anniversary for the volunteer fire department, so Dixon hopes they can incorporate celebrations when the building's done. The fire department has been trying to get a new building for decades so it can move out of its cramped space in the 50-year-old municipal building on Main Street. Dixon says, among other things, safety is a top concern at the current location.
Probably because, again, we're at the busiest intersection in town. Just today I pulled out the ambulance to let the fire truck out, and two people ran the red light. So an emergency situation, if we were in a hurry, it could have been a bad thing. Environment inside the facility, we don't have any ventilation or exhaust system. So for our personal health, it's good. I think it'll bring in some volunteers when they see that we have adequate facility to utilize for training, meetings, things like that.
Not to mention adequate space for vehicles and equipment. It will be up to the city council to formally award a bid at its meeting early next month. McGraw has built some major projects for the city in the past, including the Aquatic Center and the expansion of Mountain View Manor. The city ended up suing McGraw and several other companies involved in the Manor project, alleging the contractors were responsible for structural problems in the addition. This past July, the city council agreed to accept a one-time payment of $90,000 to settle that case and drop the claims. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.